Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trundy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trundy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program come to you live here from the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. You can text your brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from, and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours, welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you say, and yarn up strong. All is here for your daily yarns, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
No!
welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trevor Murray from the Curry. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black. 1 hour program, come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumber Bip Media, 90.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your say, yarn up strong. We're going to catch up with Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, very good morning. Long time no hear. How are you?
Yeah, long time no hear, Trev.
How you travelling, mate?
Sorry?
How are you travelling? You all right?
Yeah, I'm a bit all right, mate. Sometimes I'm not, sometimes I am. But I was just going to ring today and Ruby rang me up. I'm really happy to get on.
Good.
I got really depressed what I was doing last year in the cemetery.
Yes, yes.
Like reporting on it and stuff and... I just had too much because I was documenting what the... Sorry, it's council business again.
Yeah.
I was documenting what they were doing and they took out the nephew's aluminium cross that had been there for 8 years.
Yep.
We couldn't believe they did that, mate.
Has it been removed before? Like I said, I believe it's monsoonal reasons.
No. They took the whole cross out. There was one cross another brother, a boilermaker, put in the ground 8 years ago, and that was removed as unapproved, the same as Donna's cross and my cross. But not only that, the whole family's grave sites have been wiped out, mate. This is what has really upset me. Mm. Like, it's bad enough that the family have got no land there. They've wiped them out, their identity in the cemetery. The graves, all the frames have been taken away. The wooden crosses, what was left, have been taken away. The ground is level, scraped. Mm. You wouldn't believe it, mate. It's just so disheartening to see it. And I've had too much reporting on the cemetery to see it. And I haven't spoken to any other family about it, but I know that... You know, like, if they're going to call up the station, mate, you're going to say, oh, what's your name, where are you from? And they don't want to identify themselves because they'll suffer victimisation later on. Is that okay, I say that?
Yeah, God, no, that's fine. That's how you feel. Yeah.
And so I don't mind doing this, but, mate, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they've annihilated people off the land and now they're annihilating...
I think there's a process there, Tony.
Hey?
I think there's a process there. Like I said, there's not formal or not... the application wasn't done properly?
Well, the form didn't fit. There's all you can... They have boxes for marble things.
Yep.
This is it. They have a monopoly on it. They're protecting that Masonic monopoly. Now, I've talked to the cemetery division in the council, a woman in there identified, oh, yeah, my family's in the Masons. Mm. Out here we've got Brett Moller and his family grave with Masonic writing all over it. And the Masons are, they're not the council, but they're like an underground government, and they have a monopoly, unfair competition. I heard what you said, but the forms... do not fit. There's no box or a metal cross. It's a new thing. And they are protecting the Masons and their industry.
Oh, okay. Well, I hear you for tombstones, what have you.
Yeah, for the tombstones.
Yeah, gotcha.
Which gives anything else, they won't approve.
Okay, I hear you.
So this is where the crime and corruption come in, and I've talked to them. I've got an ongoing case with the Queensland Human Rights, were down in Brisbane, and I had a couple of unfavourable reports back. And I called them up before Christmas and said, I'm not happy talking to Brisbane. There's a human rights office in Cairns. And so they agreed to transfer it, and they've assigned somebody to the case here in Cairns. I've got it transferred up here, but... I'm waiting to hear back from them, and I'll have a chance to give them more information, including what I've told you today. They're not just cleaning the graves, mate. They're scraping the ground, And the council has gone into like the real estate business. They're asking people if they don't, if they bought a grave for the future, you know, and they probably paid over $1,000 for it. They'll offer them $250. They'll offer them. There's all these rackets going. So it gets down to me that the whole thing is a racket, an illegal racket, and I've got to prove that to make any headway.
You're very persistent, my friend.
Sorry?
You're very persistent and you're consistent, my friend. Fight the good fight.
I've got to be, mate.
You've got to be, yep. For your loved one who's with us in spirit.
That's it. That's my loved one. And damsel in distress, whatever. That's my culture.
Yep.
Look after my woman, you know?
No, please just keep in touch.
In a couple of years, the wooden cross is up. That'll be gone. I don't know how long I'm going to last.
Yeah.
And there'll be no sign of any of us. And I think we deserve that cross. Because that's the aluminium crosses are really value for money. They're 10 times cheaper than...
Maybe it's a rust thing, Tony.
Hey?
Maybe it's a rust thing.
There's no rust on aluminium. Look at dinghies.
Yeah, okay.
It's a maintenance-free. That's just the beauty of it. It's totally maintenance-free. There's no reason that things can't change and we have another thing except for the masons protecting their marble business.
Yeah.
That's the top-of-the-range thing. We just want a decent cross-up on our people thing, you know, that's something they can afford.
Yes.
And that's it. It's maintenance-free, stay forever. It's... But the masons...
I'll do my own investigation and I'll get back to you with what I find too, Tony.
Yeah, well, I'm still waiting to hear back from the Human Rights Office in Cairns, but I'm jammed at home. I've got people coming hopefully give me a new cooker. I had to buy a new fridge in the week. The toilet plumbers come here. I've had a couple of... I'm battling. I'm happy to talk to you today and all the listeners. But the cemeteries are a big part of our life. At the end of it, and it has to be right.
Sure.
I cannot leave it, mate. They've robbed my missus's grave.
Yeah, mate. I hear you, brother. Well, thank you for your call, Tony. And look, chin up, mate, and we'll talk soon. Keep in touch, eh?
I'll keep in touch.
Thanks, brother. Bye-bye.
Thanks,
there it is. Tony Gibbs giving us a call, having his say, and talking about his space there at Gordonville Cemetery. And we got his loved one. He put up a cross there about a year ago and still fighting the process and how that works and the reason behind it. But have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, this is Mark Harbrow. You're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
Of mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell.
Big man lying on the ground with a hole.
streets. They were racing. Freedom. He was chasing. Spirits. Dying. No use trying. But he made it out. Sheet around his neck.
Shakespeare said the whole world is a stage. If you wanna be good, you practice every day. Someone also said practice what you preach. If you love somebody, tell them every day. Tell them in your way you love them every day. Tell them you will love until you're old and gray. Tell them you love her every day. Some people say that it's too much to tell somebody you love them so. They say how many ways can there be to tell somebody you love them so. Tell them in your way you love them every day. Tell them you will love them to the old and gray. Tell them Shakespeare said the whole world is a stage. If you wanna be good, you practice every day. Someone also said practice what you preach. If you love somebody, tell them every day. Tell them in your way you love them every day. Tell them you will love them till you're old and gray. Tell them you love her every day. Tell them
you mob, this is Tanya Kernighan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
Bulumengarigu, Bulumengarigu, Bulumengarigu. Bulumengarigu, be now,
yeah,
be now. Yambakari, 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 Yambakarigu, be now.
be now.
Hey,
my wood job a ganji. Now wood job a ganji. You fly carry go, you fly carry go, you fly carry go, you fly carry go. Be now.
There.
Be now.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 22 of Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong. All right, looking at the headlines, news here, Daily Mail. Tiny Town's pub faces ruin after bitter fake Aboriginal feud erupts with an Indigenous group. Michael O'Fadal, owner of the Two Bear Hotel near Goondiwindi, was sued in the Federal Court of Brisbane over a series of social media posts. A Queensland publican says he'll have to sell up after an Aboriginal Indigenous group sued him over social media posts allegedly intended to incite racial division. Michael Effendidol, owner of the Tubia Hotel in the Western Downs, was sued in the Federal Court of Brisbane last month by 19 members of the Bingable people. The group gained native title recognition in 2016 and 17 for areas around Goondiwindi, 50 kilometres east of Tubia, which has a population of 149. But the group alleges Mr. Offendale's online post implied they are fake Aborigine, native title harvesters, land grabbers, and a state-funded terror group. Mr. Offendel, who has lived in the pub since 1998, told the Daily Mail he would have to sell up and leave the town as he prepared to defend himself against the allegations. "I don't see how there's much future here for us," he said. "It will survive without me, but it's just sad. 28 years been here. I grew up in the pub just like my kids have." The dispute was sparked by a series of Facebook posts by Mr. Fendel over 18 months about Queensland government transferring the Tubia Reserve land title. And he's got a picture of him here with Pauline Hanson being handed the key to Tubia. So there it sits in regard to his argument. The 2,210-hectare site in Tibia, which borders Mr. Fendall's hotel, was transferred into the Bingable Native Title Aboriginal Corporation, BNTAC, in late 2024. Court documents filed on Christmas Eve claim Mr. Fendall referred to the Bingable people as nothing more than indentured labour, like Chinese, and not real Aboriginal people. Bindex said the posts were hurtful, false, and calculated to generate a racial hostility towards the Bingable people and the anti-Bingable settlement in the wider community. In a Facebook post seen by the Daily Mail, Mr. Fendall said, "The Bingable want their grandma's campsite back. I want my grandma's house back. This is literally sick. What's going on in Tibia? Our town has been terrorised and bullied by a government department called Aboriginal Land Service and the Bingable Corporation, who are basically a state-funded terror group." In another post, he compared the Aboriginal Land Act and Native Title legislation to Nazi Germany, which reclaimed Jewish-owned property for Iranians under the guise of restoring rightful ownership. However, Mr. Offerdegel told the Daily L that he was the once facing racial hostility. So, look, there it is. Fight the good fight. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here on your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program here live at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Indian Country, BBM, Bama Brit Media, 98.7 FM. Your host, the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie, host of your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416.
It's time to vax. Vaccinations help protect kids, parents, elders, and the whole family, now and into the future. Wuchopperen's vaccination clinics run from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. every day except Thursdays at Coral Cay in Manura, with Thursday clinics held at our Edmonton clinic. It's simple, it's free, and it helps keep everyone strong. So don't put it off. It's time to vax with Wuchopperen Health Service, keeping generations growing strong.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey, what get on your mob? It's me, Bush Tucker Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
This is a song inspired by my uncle, Uncle Banjo Clark from the forest of Framlingham. We're them dooberry. Is a koala. And we have the sacred koala down there. A song called Weeping in the Forest.
Uncle Banjo told me before the children went away, life was good, life was free. Today, children running everywhere, and the trees were looking after. Dancing there among the sweet, sweet laughter. I bet that we. Sweetheart, not mine.
children laughed as children do as they played among the trees. Ah, but there's weeping in the forest. Now that the children have gone, and the trees at night get no rest.
Track there, Murray Time, Shane Howard and friends here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trevor Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host of your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bunbury Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have you say and Yarn Up Strong? All these here for your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, to Mob, we're going to catch up a yarn now. We're going to yarn with Kieran Satow, filmmaker, and talk about the Overland Telegraph Line documentary features First Nations accounts of violence. On the line, we do have Kieran. Kieran, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Before we start, my brother, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, please?
Yeah. So I'm Puram Aranda, Southern Aranda. Through my grandfather's side.
Yes.
My grandmother's Gurindji, Malnian people, so, you know, Limbunya Station, just right next to Wave Hill.
Okay.
And then my on my mother's side, I'm Warramite from the Mid-North Coast, New South Wales. So.
Beautiful. Well, big shout-out to you, Mob. Big shout-out to you, Mob. Thank you very much. And, look, thank you for coming to the program. So, talking about the Overland Telegraph Line documentary features First Nation accounts of violence. So, a documentary film by Aboriginal filmmaker yourself, brother, tells the story of massacres in the outback Australia when the Overland Telegraph Line was established back in the 1870s. Now, Australia's got a history, good or bad, black or white, but let the truth be told, my brother.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, so the documentary talks about Yeah, it does talk about, you know, the violence that happened on the Telegraph line, but it also talks about other violence that happened, you know. Mm. It talks about the kind of forced labour that our mob were forced into at some of these Telegraph stations, and then also the removal of children as well. So it talks about, you know, the impacts of all those different types of violence, in those two communities of Barrow Creek and Tennant Creek, so Warramunga and Cadiz country.
And, brother, like I said, it falls underneath the umbrella of truth-telling. And, like I said, Australia's got a history, good or bad, black or white, but let the story be told and don't shy away from it. We're not, carrying grudges, whatever. The truth is the truth and the story's being told, and accept it, everybody, governments, white Australians, black Australians.
That's right, yeah, exactly. And just like Walkabout, the Cadiz elder, says in the documentary film, you know, what happened at the Telegraph station at Barrow Creek was that those white fellas that were working at the Telegraph station were breaking traditional marriage law. And so he said, you know, it doesn't matter if you're black or white, the same thing would have happened to you. You would have got speared or, you know, you would have got hit over the head with a club if you break that law, you know. And they did, and so they were, you know, they suffered a punishment as a result. So, you know, I think that's a big part of the documentary is saying that, hey, we've got our own laws and that existed and still exist to this day that predates any of this British law that came here, you know, with these mob coming over.
So, Kieran, give us a story about how do you do your research and finding this information and your journey. Tell us about that, please, Kieran.
Yeah. So it was a really long process. You know, this kind of happened over a couple of years. We because the Telegraph line goes from Adelaide all the way up to Darwin, you know, there's obviously so many different mobs that were affected.
That's right.
And we knew, because we were just making a short film, it's like we can only, you know, limit ourselves to a particular area, you know, to tell the story of. And so we did the research, talking to community members, did a lot of interviews with different people. And, you know, we found these two communities that were right next to each other, neighbouring, you know, they had this really important story to tell. Because what happened at Barrow Creek, you know, it had ripple effects across the whole of the country.
Of course.
You know, because of the massacre that happened there and the way that the white fellas retaliated. So this is, you know, it just felt like, and it was a story that wasn't told properly, you know.
Yes,
it's in history books and stuff. But there was a vagueness that the white fellas who were writing about it, they would say, oh, it might have been about this, might have been about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go and speak to Cadiz people and straight away they say, no.
No.
This is the reason why it happened. It's because those women were taken.
Yeah. Exactly. And as I said, you know, truth-telling, there it is, the truth-telling, and needs to be told. They talk about we need to build a bridge and get over it, you know, and I always come back with the statement, lest we forget. You know, like, here it is, this is the story and this is the yarn. And then accountability for the treatment of our people, brother.
Exactly, yeah. And I think, honestly, yeah, we do need to build a bridge and get over it, but the bridge is truth-telling. That's the bridge that our country needs in order to get over it.
Yeah,
and what they need to do is they need to get over their own past and their own history.
Yeah.
The thing is that all of Australia needs to understand what happened here. Because obviously, you know, it didn't work out. You know, things aren't working out, and they still aren't to this day. So we need to come to terms with what happened here as a nation if we want to ever get past it.
And we look at its government, what Australia, what have you. We talk about denial, and denial ain't no river in Egypt. You know, they need to be accountable for their actions or acknowledge it, and that's what we're talking about, respect. Who's a part of the team, my brother, in regard to this journey? You're running solo, or how's the makeup of that work, brother?
No. So this film is produced by my production company, Garawa.
Okay.
Garawa is my older sister, Genevieve, and I. We started the company. It means ocean in Gatang, you know, in the language of the Waramai people of Mid-North Coast.
Yes.
And so we had a huge team behind us making this film.
Good.
Incredible cinematographer, Ryan Andrew Lee, who shot it. You know, we had some incredible music composition from a composer named Jai Pine. Incredible editing from editor Sean McDermott, you know. And this was, you know, commissioned by the National Communications Museum down in Melbourne. So, you know, awesome team.
A team effort, brother. And when you look at it, it said you only told a part of that that journey from all the way down to Adelaide, all the way up to Darwin. So I see a vision and an opportunity for more stories on that line, brother.
Oh, yeah. There's so many, like in the research, there's so many incredible stories that we found out about, and also some really, you know, terrible stories that were happening everywhere. You know, the telegraph line was really the frontier of like permanent European settlement in a lot of communities through the desert. So, you know, yeah, it's just there's a lot of stories to tell.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, brother. So filming, when's this happening, brother?
So the film has been completed. It just screened at Flickerfest in Bondi. So it's kind of doing the rounds in different festivals and stuff.
Good.
Even took it over to a film festival in Greece.
Yes.
On a little island in Greece and kind of telling these stories to the rest of the world as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you can also, you know, it's available online. So you can go through the NCM website and actually watch it. You know, there's even a kind of like a little Q&A kind of video that we recorded with some of the storytellers and their family members too.
Give us that space again. How do people find it online? Sorry, brother.
It's on a website called Vimeo, but you can go through the National Communications Museum and you can just look up, if you just Google search The Truth About the Telegraph, you'll definitely
truth
find
about
it.
The Telegraph. So, yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Kieran, love your work. Thank you for sharing. Good luck with it all. And big shout out to your sister. Team effort. And we'll yarn soon, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Can I just say one thing before I head off?
Go ahead, brother. Yep.
Yeah. I just want to say massive shout out to the Shaw family from the Kadich mob. You know, they've just had an unfortunate passing
of
uncle out there, Elder. Yep. And I just want to say, you know, the Shaw family was a massive part of the making of this film. And, you know, I'm really thankful for them for passing on their stories and telling it to the rest of the world. But, yeah, just a shout-out to them, you know, just for Uncle's passing. So,
well, thank you for sharing, brother. All the best. You take care and we'll yarn soon, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. Kieran Satoa, his name is filmmaker. Overland Telegraph Line documentary features First Nation accounts of violence. And there's truth-telling right there, front and centre. So, look, let the stories be told. We're using whatever vehicles we got out there, what mechanism, whether it be film, dance, song, story, yarns, documentaries, whatever the case may be. Great to see this Your Daily Program, National Talk Black. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7. I remember the day.
No. Take a walk with me, my
kiss the land, I kiss her cheek, and nestle at her breast. Then I hear my mother speak. She says, we're one, you and I.
No, actually, yes. Trendy Trev here, Murray from the Curry. That's Uncle Archie Roach with us in spirit, that daily track. No. But it's a yes, and regarding signing off for today's program. Thank you for your company, Mob. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Stay tuned for the news coming up via NERS, National Radio Service. Thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon, you Mob, too deadly.
When it's dark and there's no sun, when the night and the sea become one, in these waters, treachery, a lighthouse shines.